If you're watching this video and feel connected to what I'm saying, then you're likely a chosen one. By the end of this, you'll realize I'm talking about you. If that sounds like you, don't forget to subscribe and drop a comment so we know you're one of us. Now, if you're not chosen, what I'm about to say might seem strange. You might not understand it and may even click away. But if you're a true chosen one, listen up. You've probably felt out of place your entire life. Growing up, there was always something different about you. Maybe at family gatherings, you felt like you didn't quite fit in. You might have wondered why people acted the way they did or dressed a certain way, and you couldn't relate. In school, you were probably the quiet one, keeping to yourself. Maybe you didn't understand your classmates, or their behaviors didn't make sense to you. If that sounds familiar, keep watching, because this message is for you. As a chosen one, you never really fit into the world around you. You've always felt different, but you probably didn't realize that this difference is actually something special. People may have labeled you as weird, strange, or even self-centered. Maybe they thought you were quiet or didn't like to talk to anyone. But the truth is, you've always stood out. You dressed differently, had your own unique style, and embraced being unlike anyone else. Whether it's your hair, your makeup, or your choice of clothes, you've never followed the crowd. Chosen ones don't conform to the trends. While average people follow what everyone else is doing, you've always walked your own path. You've seen how others dress, act, and follow trends, but that's never been you. You've always known you're different, even if the world made it hard for you to embrace it. Keep being unique, because that's who you truly are. You've always had your own style, your own way of being, and people may have looked at you funny for it. They've tried to make you feel like being unique was somehow wrong. If that sounds familiar, let me know in the comments. As a true chosen one, you've never fit into the mold. You don't follow the same routines as others, and that's probably why you feel out of place at work. You might feel like you're walking on eggshells, unsure if your boss or co-workers like you. It's hard to connect with some friends because you don't share the same interests or small talk. While others are content gossiping or talking about things that don't matter to you, your mind is focused on bigger things. You think differently. While others might be caught up in trivial matters, you're thinking about deeper, more meaningful topics. If you're a woman, you might not fit the stereotype of how women should act. You see the world in a way that's entirely your own. And that's why it's difficult for you to find people who really get you or to form close friendships. Being a chosen one means you often feel like you can't fully be yourself around others. You know that once you start showing your true self, your interests, your thoughts, your passions, people will look at you sideways or think you're strange. You're into things like space, energy, or technology, and those aren't things everyone else understands. You're the type of person who notices the little details. How many lights are in a room, the architecture of a building, or the patterns of how people move at an event. You see the world differently because you're special. You have gifts and insights that others don't see, and you've probably kept a lot of this to yourself because not everyone would understand. If this sounds like you, embrace it. You're not like everyone else because you're a chosen one. If you're the type of person who notices things that others don't, you might have asked yourself, "Am I imagining things?" But no, it's because you're a chosen one. You see life differently, and your awareness is sharper than most. You're just built differently, like visionaries such as Steve Jobs. You have ideas and beliefs that others can't always understand, and sometimes they may even try to bring you down because of it. But that's just part of being unique. People often don't know how to handle someone who thinks and acts outside the norm. You march to the beat of your own drum. No matter what others think, you live by your own rules. And let's be real, it takes a lot of courage to be yourself in a world that constantly judges and tries to box you in. As a chosen one, it can be hard to break free from wanting to fit in or please others. But staying true to yourself is key. You have to keep pushing yourself to be authentic, even if people don't get you. Because you'll never change who you are at your core. You'll always be different. You probably feel it most when you're in public spaces or social gatherings. You might walk into a party and instantly sense the energy of the room. You can feel when a place isn't right, when the vibe is toxic, and you know you don't belong there. As a chosen one, you're like a work of abstract art. People might not fully understand you, but that's because you're a blend of so many things. You have different sides to your personality, One day you're funny, another day you're serious. Some days you want to focus on health, and other days you might dream of being a model or a teacher. Your intelligence often stands out, even when you try to hide it. And while it might make some people uncomfortable, it's just part of who you are. You're not meant to fit into a box, and that's what makes you special. People may not always understand you, and they might even label you as odd or different. But that's just because they can't see the bigger picture. One day, someone sent me a picture of a tree with crystals hanging from it. I thought it was really cool. But let's be real, most people don't have stuff like that in their home, right? That's just one example of how unique chosen ones are. If you're a chosen one, you're different from everyone around you. You might even be labeled with things like OCD, but it's not that. You just appreciate order and cleanliness. You understand that your surroundings reflect your mindset. That's why you keep your car clean and your home in order. It's an expression of who you are. People might call you bougie or say you're conceited, but you're not. You just know the value of first impressions and like things a certain way. You also value your space and peace of mind. Others may wonder why you prefer being alone or why you don't always join in with the group. They don't get that you're just being yourself, and it doesn't mean you think you're better than anyone. For instance, at a family dinner, while everyone is ordering the same heavy meal, you might just want some fruit. Or at work, when people are excited about a coffee run, you'd rather have a smoothie or something from a place like Trader Joe's. That's just who you are. People might assume that you're intentionally trying to stand out, but honestly, you're just being yourself. When you're a chosen one, the way you live and think can come off as unusual or even strange to others. They might say you're weird or even call you crazy, but all you're really doing is living authentically, the way you were meant to. I made this video because a lot of people ask me, what does it mean to be a chosen one? They share how they've always felt like they don't fit in, like there's something about them that doesn't match up with the world around them. And I always tell them, you're not doing anything wrong. You're just being you. The truth is, society often tries to make you feel like being different is a problem, like you should conform to what everyone else is doing. But that's not the case. You don't need other people's approval to live your life. Whether you've got a blue check mark on social media or a circle of friends, those things don't define your worth. Being a chosen one is about embracing who you are, no matter how out of the ordinary that might seem to others. Think about it. You found joy in just being your true, authentic self. You're not pretending to be something you're not, and that's something a lot of people struggle to do. It's not always easy to stay true to yourself when others don't understand you, but it's one of the most powerful things you can do. This message is for anyone who needs that reminder today. If you connected with this, save the video, share it with a friend who might feel the same way, and remember, you're not wrong for being different. You're simply being who you were created to be.